Room of the Watchman. Next to the stairs, in the Room of the Watchman, room 19, the defenses on the Mediterranean Sea are explained. There were other means of defense before the use of gunpowder and cannons. However, the towers and walls of a certain height secured the control of the ports. It was possible because they had perfect control over the surrounding area. The widespread prevalence of modern artillery around the 15th and 16th centuries started a revolution in the art of fortification. The main ports were defended with bastioned walls. These walls, having a lower height and greater thickness, could better resist the impact of enemy artillery. At the same time, the wide esplanades of these city walls facilitated the installation and management of the guns. River mouths and coasts began to be dotted with towers and batteries. They defended and controlled the main anchorages, thanks to their wonderful artillery. We have examples of them in the ports of Cartagena in Spain, Cádiz, the Ferrol, Oran, Ceuta, Cartagena de Indias, Veracruz, Habana, and so on. A certain level of construction evolution was also reflected in the Castle of St. John. A plan from 1785, almost two decades after the castle's construction, demonstrates these progressive steps. The most significant example of this is the change performed in the defense system when the embrasures were replaced by a barbette battery system.